Welcome to the Jolt Episodes. This is a feature of the In Awe podcast meant to give you energy and a boost to look around your world and exercise a signature strength. Between interviews with incredible women who leave us awe-inspired, I will share stories that will prompt you to look around and see the beauty in your own world. I hope you find yourself awe-inspired. Hello, my wonderful friends, and welcome to the first episode in March of 2024. Very intentionally launched on March 8th, to celebrate International Women's Day. Today, I'm going to share with you a little bit of a history lesson because what kind of an educator would I be if, first of all, I was not deeply curious about this day, about the mission behind the day, and to share a little bit of the insights that I gained as I traveled down the path of curiosity. Of course, you know that this podcast mission is to amplify women to empower a community. If you are joining me for the first time, maybe you were unaware that I started this podcast in 2018 after a frustrating situation where I had found myself entering into the world of publication and speaking and still finding in that time less female voices than I wanted and more doors closed than I felt were appropriate for the level of experience that I had as well as what I brought to the table. So instead of getting frustrated by it, I decided to do my part and start a podcast. And here we are, 5 years later, amplifying over 150 voices, female stories, lessons I've learned, inspirations that I could share. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am sitting here realizing that the only reason that my voice can be out here on this podcast amplifying other voices is because of the work done prior to me. And I am grateful to exist during this time, even fraught with its challenges, with its frustrations, with its remaining inequities, with a time period that we are living in where women's rights are still being questioned at the Supreme Court level, in our homes, in our boardrooms, in salaries, inequitable salaries, I say, across industries and labors. But even still, I am so grateful that today in 2024, I can share with you a little bit of the history behind International Women's Day in the United States, but also globally, and also just to celebrate Women's History Month. Because the fact is, it would be really easy to just brush it off as, okay, another month in our educational environments, in the classrooms, maybe to mention it for a day and move on. Maybe it's in the curriculum for the month where we feature and highlight the incredible stories of women contributions to our society, but then it's done in March. I don't know. What I can say is this month is absolutely worth celebrating. When you look at the history of women's rights, I'm not going to go through it all because this is a jolt and it's going to give the highlights. But here in the United States, we kind of mark the beginning of the women's rights movements with the Seneca Falls Convention in 1848. It's just the first formal organized massive event to try to spur more equitable practices, specifically with the right to vote. 1848. I don't know if you knew that. I didn't learn that date until I started teaching it in the classroom. And I found myself very frustrated, realizing that it wasn't until the 19th Amendment in 1920 that we did finally receive the right to vote. This is 70 plus years. And in addition to that, it wasn't all women. It was not all women that were able to vote after that. It took a long, long time in this country for the voice of females to be recognized as valid to be able to cast a vote. I mention that because as I was studying the history of women's history, I noted that this was also something that had to be lobbied for, and in fact started decades prior, but was finally recognized in 1987 here in the United States as a Women's History Month after having several decades of a need to kind of re-lobby every year because the week would shift because they would tie it to International Women's Day, which was March 8th. Now, I found that to be very fascinating. I love the fact that this day, March 8th, represents a much more global picture of the fact that women across the globe, across nations, continue to have to advocate for equality, for equity, for civil rights, for reproductive rights. And I think it's important for us to celebrate that we have this month, but to acknowledge the challenges that still exist. So we have women's history here in the United States, but here's what I wanted to share with you and why I'm launching this on March 8th to celebrate the Day of International Women's Day, because it is really profound to realize that we have this day that is celebrated in multiple nations, in developing countries, in developed countries. According to the UN's website, the United Nations website, International Women's Day is celebrated in many countries around the world. It is a day when women are recognized for their achievements without regard to divisions, whether national, ethnic, linguistic, cultural, economic, or political. Do you realize the many subdivisions that are present when you think about that? When you think about the challenges women across the countries, across the nations, across the globe face. And again, reading from the UN's website, since those early years, International Women's Day has assumed a new global dimension for women in developed and developing countries alike. The growing international women's movement, which has been strengthened by four global United Nations women's conferences, woohoo, that has helped to make the commemoration a rallying point to build support for women's rights and participation in the political and economic arenas. So here is the wonderful part. We know that this particular day is signaled across the world. We know that this particular month is signaled here in the United States. We know that this is not something that just occurred since the 1980s. In fact, according to the UN's website, it was 1909 when the first movement for International Women's Day started. And it's kind of fun because people, I think, ask often, why March 8th? So I'm just going to give you that quick explanation that they provide here. 19 March, the last Sunday of February, 15 April, and 23 February are among the key dates for the International Women's Day movement. But where, then, did the 8th of March come from? Ask Julius Caesar and Gregory the 14th. Before the revolution, Russia had not yet developed the Gregorian calendar introduced by Pope Gregory the 14th in 1582 to mitigate the errors of the Julian calendar, which owes its name to the Roman emperor who had chosen it 46 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. The Gregorian calendar is used today in large majority of countries. In 1917, 23 February in Russia thus corresponded to 8 March in the other European countries. And it's as simple as that, according to the UN website. So that is why March 8th. I love it in the sense that this challenge, this battle, this resilient and persistent presence of people who are interested in uniting and including have been at this forever, it feels like, right? Over 100 years internationally. And so why not mark it? Why not celebrate it? That's what we're going to do. I have a call to action for you. Here on International Women's Day 2024, the theme is actually, I believe, inclusivity. And so this is what I want you to do. I want you to look around your little world. That's what we do in these jolts, to find the beauty. And I want you to consider how you can inspire inclusion and celebrate women around you. How could you use whatever platform you have? Is it social media? Where did you come across this podcast? Did you find this podcast through your app? Awesome. Share it now on a social media platform and tag a woman that you want to celebrate. It could be somebody in your neighborhood, in your family. It could be somebody in your workplace, somebody that you've never met in person that you watch from afar, who is using her voice to inspire, to motivate, to break barriers, to break down divisions, to be the first, to celebrate others. I want you to consider how you could just celebrate in your little way someone in your world today on International Women's Day. Don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow. Hey, but here's the deal. If you hear this podcast 5 years from now, if you hear it 2 days from now, whenever that happens to be, the beautiful part is just because it's launched on International Women's Day doesn't mean that that's the only day you should celebrate. This is a lesson we need to take. We have these days designated to call attention to them, to shine a light, to focus people's attention. But that doesn't mean that we can't celebrate every single day these incredible stories. So please join me. This is your call to action. Celebrate a woman in your life that you are inspired by, somebody that brings you a sense of purpose or hope or belief that despite the inequities we face right now that are still present, that we can realize a more equitable, inclusive, supportive environment for all. Thank you so much for joining me in my brief little history lesson here. May you celebrate someone else today, but also I'm celebrating you listening to this podcast. Whether you are male or female listening, I celebrate you. I celebrate the contributions that you make with the ripples that you make in your world, and especially to my female listeners who find themselves feeling like they might be the only, or feeling like they have arrived in a really beautiful space in their life. Whatever that happens to be, I celebrate you for using your voice, for doing what you can to make a difference in our world, and for being an incredible person. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining. And let's make sure that we mark the day. Let's mark the month. Let's not forget, and let's celebrate and empower those around us.
This podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at www.teachbetterpodcastnetwork.com. We will see you on the next episode.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you, listener, checking out this Jolt episode. Hey, I want to see what you're seeing in the world. So hop on over to Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or wherever you want and pop out a quick sentence or a picture or something that inspired you this week. Let's share with one another. Show the community what you're seeing with your eyes to see the beauty in the world. Hashtag in awe to rise.